The Alberta government is investing $5 million to help support wetland construction and restoration projects, including Pinoca County and Camrose County. The funds are being provided through the Wetland Replacement Program to help three municipalities and two nonprofits construct or restore seven projects affecting more than 165 hectares of wetlands throughout the province. Wetlands not only help protect Alberta from the devastating impacts of droughts and floods, but also support healthy, thriving ecosystems all across this province. "We have invested more into wetlands than any other government in recent memory," said Rebecca Schultz, Minister of Environment and Protected Areas. "Wetlands store and slowly release water to help reduce the damaging effects of flooding and drought, filter runoff to help keep rivers and lakes clean, recharge groundwater and provide diverse habitat for plants and animals, improving water quality and creating healthier ecosystems," stated a press release. There are two approved projects in the Pinoca area, both led by Ducks Unlimited Canada. The first is $1,387,390.49 to restore 54.17 hectares of a ditched and drained wetland complex within Pinoca County. This project will include the installation of an engineered water control structure to allow the restored wetlands to retain water, said Ryan Fournier, press secretary to Minister Schultz. Construction will begin in the coming months. The other project is $663,912.01 to restore 16.79 hectares of wetland in Camrose County, including of two previously ditched and drained wetlands. Retention of water for this project will be made possible installing a reinforced grass spillway control structure. Construction will begin in mid-December, said Fournier. Each project will reduce the impacts of flooding and drought and help prevent soil erosion on nearby farmlands. Since May 2023, the province has issued a water shortage advisory for the entire Battle River watershed. The situation is being monitored by the Battle River Watershed Alliance, BRWA. According to BRWA, conditions were so dry in Pinoca County this summer and fall that portions of the Battle River were registering a zero water flow rate. The estimate for ground moisture in Pinoca County, essential for maintaining cropland and grass, was still moderately low by the end of September. BRWA reported moisture levels were closer to normal in Camrose County. The Wetland Replacement Program has been in place since 2020 and provides a way to restore wetlands across the province, prioritizing watersheds which have had the greatest loss of wetlands. Project proponents can choose to pay a wetland replacement fee to the Alberta government in lieu of replacing a lost wetland, which helps fund the province's replacement program. Since 2020, Alberta's government has invested more than $21 million in the program to restore or construct about 609 hectares of wetlands. Through its wetland replacement program, the Alberta government has demonstrated a significant commitment to responsible environmental management, said Thorsten Heben, manager of Alberta Operations, Ducks Unlimited Canada. Ducks Unlimited Canada is proud to partner with the Alberta government to restore historically drained wetlands, contributing to water security, a healthy environment and a thriving economy in our province. The seven new projects being funded are located across the province, from the MD of Opportunity in northern Alberta to Starland County in the south, including projects that will restore once thriving wetlands previously drained for farming and construct a new marsh wetland in a former reservoir. The projects will also help Alberta researchers test new ways to help restore peatlands that have been damaged or destroyed. Municipalities and nonprofit organizations are eligible to participate in the Wetland Replacement Program. The other Central Alberta project that will receive funding in the 2024-25 fiscal year is $220,085 to the City of Red Deer to restore 1.11 hectares of wetlands.